South Sudan descended into civil war in 2013, just 2 years after gaining independence. The United Nations peacekeeping mission involves over 12,000 troops from dozens of countries. British Prime Minister David Cameron announced Monday that up to 300 soldiers would join the mission. A further 70 British troops will be deployed to work with a UN force supporting the African Union's peacekeeping mission in Somalia.
It's in our national interest, not just living up to our international obligations, but we will benefit if Somalia has a future free from extremism. We will benefit if South Sudan as a country can function and not drive huge numbers in terms of migrants across the Mediterranean.
The British troops will not play any combat role, but will instead provide combat training and logistical support. The deployment is unlikely to achieve Cameron's desired outcome, says Marijke Schomerus, a South Sudan specialist in London.
There's clear cause and effect. The UK sends 70 troops to Somalia, 300 to South Sudan. There will be less terrorism and less migration. It just does not exist. So there are other interests and other reasons why it's a good idea to contribute to a UN peacekeeping mission, but it's not to address migration or terrorism in the UK.
Rival government and opposition forces in South Sudan signed a peace deal last month, but sporadic fighting continues. 40% of the population is reliant on food aid. The UN says that unless malnutrition treatment is increased immediately, 50,000 children are likely to die. Aid workers say it's vital the peace deal holds.
We're now delivering food aid, nutrition programs, other items that people are in desperate need of. So we're very positive, and this has only happened since the signing of the peace agreement.
Donor countries should look at other ways of helping South Sudan, not just by sending peacekeepers, says Schomerus.
It does mean to rethink the engagement with the government, and this is where, of course, the donor countries have been struggling, because the government and the rebel side both have been implicated in atrocities in this war.
Aid agencies warn that the world must act fast to avert a desperate shortage of food, or the toll from the conflict could rise sharply. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.